How would you get away with a museum heist? Would it be by speedboat, helicopter, or would you walk right out of the building as if nothing happened? On the 7th November, four rare animal skeletons dating back more than a century were nabbed from under the watchful eyes of staff from the University of Sydney's museum. The stolen items included a hippopotamus skull dating back to the 1880s, and 2 weeks on, the culprits have yet to be caught. Acting Crime Manager from Inner West Police Command, Detective Acting Inspector Mark George, has been assigned to the case.
Between 11 a.m. on Wednesday the 7th of November and 9:30 a.m. on Thursday the 8th of November, a full hippopotamus skull, a hawksbill sea turtle skeleton with shell, filet loris skeleton and a full dog skeleton was stolen from the museum in Camperdown that was established at the campus in 1890.
But even for an experienced senior officer like Detective George, the theft of rare and exotic animal bones from Australia's oldest university campus is an unusual assignment.
It is unusual. As I said, the skeletons appear to date back to 1880, so they're quite old and they hold special value to the university. So we have detectives and other investigators looking into this case.
Dr. Jude Philp, the senior curator of the Maclay Museum, takes pride in every artefact in the museum's collection.
We're a mixture of natural history, so mammals and fish and their insides, their outsides, their bits in jars and so on, as well as collections from across Pacific and Aboriginal Australia.
But those dating to the turn of the 19th century are invaluable to the university's reputation as a hub for international research.
We opened to the public in 1892. But the oldest parts of our collection are an insect collection that Alexander Maclay, colonial governor in the 1820s, brought with him from England. So some of our collection items are sort of in the 1760s, 1770s range.
The items involved in the theft, a hippopotamus skull, a hawksbill sea turtle skeleton complete with a shell, a slow loris skeleton and a full dog skeleton, were not on public display, but used exclusively for teaching purposes. According to Dr. Philp, they provided invaluable hands-on experience for aspiring natural scientists.
Across the university are a number of things that are used for teaching, and because the university has been established since 1855, some of those teaching collections have very old material in it, which is why these things involved in the theft were of the 1880s, 1890s.
According to the police, the audacious heist occurred sometime between 11 a.m. on November 7th and 9:30 a.m. on November 8th. But it does appear the assailants made a quick getaway with campus security and a network of CCTV cameras on their tail, leaving behind three more skeletons in what was a quick and frantic escape. Detective Acting Inspector George again.
It would have been left behind after the defenders have broken into the museum, along with some other items that are being forensically examined by specialist police. We're also looking into some closed-circuit television footage.
But what to do with a hippopotamus skull? You can by no means take it to your local cash converters. And despite pawnbrokers' reputation for an ask-no-questions attitude to whatever crosses the shop front door, Inspector George is confident that should any items surface within one of Sydney's pawnbrokers, police would be immediately informed.
Yeah, they're not your everyday items like a television or a DVD player, which we would ordinarily hope that pawnbrokers can identify at their shops and assist police with that kind of information.
David King is one of Sydney's most prominent private investigators. He's seen everything from spousal disputes to stolen fine art in a career spanning over two decades.
Well, you'd always examine the scene first. You've got to establish things like was it a true break and enter? Was it staged? Are there any signs of false entry? You've got things like, is there security footage? Is there swipe card access to the areas? Things like that are all the first things that come into it. And that's normally done on scene.
David agrees with the police force in that items as unique and recognisable as those stolen from the collection would be practically impossible to offload to a pawnbroker. In his opinion, if the burglars have any intention of selling the skeletal remains, a buyer would have been set up long in advance and meticulously planned.
The market here for something like this is next to zero. We'd be contacting ourselves as part of the investigation. We'd be contacting an industry expert to find out who would be the likely people to receive this. And, you know, you're talking possibly collectors, but, you know, that's probably the limit of it, isn't it? So normally you would already have a sale lined up in a circumstance like this. It's not really the sort of thing where you've just on a whim stolen it and then try to sell it on eBay.
For David, all signs point to the stolen skeletons potentially falling victim to a practical joke. The skeletal remains have already been shown to be practically unsellable in Australia, leading David to believe an operation involving underground antique dealers, black-clad thieves, and motion-sensing lasers is far less likely than a botched prank by students with lasting consequences.
That would be very high on my list of suspects, that's for sure, a student would come into it, because something like this has got a very limited use outside of the university. So it's more likely to be yahooing as opposed to a true crime.
Inspector George and the Inner West Police Area Command are still exploring all avenues of inquiry in what is still considered an open case, hoping to catch a museum's uninvited skeletal enthusiasts as soon as possible. Detective Acting Inspector George again.
Certainly, obviously, around the world, there's antiques dealers and those types of thefts occurring. We're unsure as to the motive of why these items were stolen in this instance, but we are taking this theft very seriously. We have a number of investigators looking at various avenues to try and recover these stolen items.
Sydney can be a tough town, and in the words of crime author Raymond Chandler, seemed like a nice neighbourhood to have bad habits in. The loss of these exhibits will hopefully be resolved. In the meantime, police are working hard to catch the culprits. And if you or anyone you know has any information pertaining to the whereabouts of the hippopotamus skull, a hawksbill sea turtle skeleton, a slow loris skeleton, or that of a full dog, please contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000.